Please talk to us about the sentiments, the strong beliefs, which we all unequivocally we stand in support of. The statement released by the Cape Town Olama Board regarding the utterances and statements of U.S. President Donald Trump.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The main thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran that we have to stand up for justice against any forms of injustice. So we stand strongly. We oppose what Donald Trump is doing because he just wants to capture Gaza Strip and forcibly displace our Palestinian people. So we believe that this land, all of us, that this land belongs to the Palestinians and it rightly belongs to them. He cannot try to expel them and dispel them and let them go out because then this is very unjust and is also delusional. So our point is to make it known and to make our position known. Yeah.
Now, Mufti Saab, we've heard Donald Trump also talking about he's going to have a chat with the King of Jordan as well as Prime Minister, the General Assisi of Egypt. And they should, you know, sort of like collaborate together and ensure that Gaza can be cleared. And then the Palestinians should then be sent to these respective countries. There's no real need for that because essentially it's their land. They're continuing to face ethnic cleansing. They're continuing to face a genocide. If the genocide stops, it essentially means the Palestinians can live in peace. But others argue Donald Trump lacks political understanding and the foresight as a politician and leader. And perhaps he just views it as a business transaction because that is his background exclusively.
No, we can't think this man is stupid or is unintelligent. He's very intelligent.
Yes.
And he's working very closely with Netanyahu. They're working together. So they want to go and speak to all these people. But even if they speak to Jordan or Egypt, many of our Arab countries sold out the Muslims. They never sold out the Palestinians. They never go, they never help. They had the ability, but they never. They chose to sit back. So this is unacceptable to relocate them. And under what name that you're going to redevelop places? In reality, you are throwing them out of their places. So this is not the solution. The solution would be to give the Palestinians their place. And if there is a ceasefire, then why don't they go with it? You know, we heard what Donald Trump said. He spoke and he made his comments in front of that war criminal, Benjamin. He made it. And what mindset is this? This is a colonial mindset. We cannot see past it. So yes, people might say that, no, he's a businessman. He's thinking from a business perspective. He won't want to waste money. No, he's together with Benjamin. And we know Benjamin's intentions. And this is what they want to do. They want to further this nonsense of Israel. And they want to further this apartheid state. And they want to take out the people of the Palestinians, throw them elsewhere where they don't belong. Why must other people take them when they have their own land?
Mufti Saab, in conclusion, amidst the carnage, the destruction, the genocide, the domicide, and the Holocaust being executed by the Zionist entity, one thing that just completely shakes us and keeps us completely cognizant of the fact that this resistance and the resilience displayed by Palestinians is unflinching. They are literally teaching the entire world a major lesson that they refuse to back down. So this resilience, even if this is the talking point for Palestinians to be shipped off to Jordan and Egypt, I doubt 100% that the Palestinians down on the ground will even agree to this. They will remain put.
100%. You see, they made the statement very clear today, the Palestinians. They're not just going to leave the ground and go. And their resilience as a Palestinian people is something very commendable. And we can look at it Islamically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He selected them as shuhada to see those people who are truthful from those people who are liars. Now they are truthful. They are staying. They are fighting. We have to make dua for them. We have to, even if we go out for marches, create awareness. Like this press statement, when you create the awareness, you give them himmah, you give them strength to know that, listen, the world is not stupid, the world is not sleeping. Everybody can see what these people are doing. So even if they try to pull wool over people's eyes. We take strength from the Palestinians, and we take the directive from them. That they are still resilient, they are still going to fight for their land, and we are against these people who are oppressing them. So we stand in solidarity with the Palestinian people, and we call everyone for justice and peace. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed in the people's hearts that they must see that what these people are doing is incorrect and call for justice.
The Honorable Mufti Sayyid Harun Al-Azri, the head of the Cape Town Ulama Board. Mufti Sayyid, JazakAllah, thanks for joining us on PM Drive.